So what was Brennan Francois calling? He was going to go into communications, broadcast in particular. And it didn't turn out that way because he found out broadcasting was not his calling.
That's right, Carl. I was mesmerized by the response of people to me in the speech class. And I began to think, what could I do? And I thought communications was it. But in reality, that was not my calling. And that's when that image from sixth grade began to come back to me.
Okay.
The fact that I was called to help lift life, to make an impact in people's lives, to change lives for the better. And it was then that I began to prepare myself in multiple ways to be able to assist people more effectively.
In multiple ways?
Yes.
Wow, so this is expanding already by this time. When you discovered that it would not be broadcasting, how did you make that discovery, and how did that discovery initially impact you?
Yeah, well, I ended up going to a Christian college and graduating with a theology degree. Upon graduating, I was hired to pastor one of the largest churches in Texas, and I thought that was it. I really did. I thought that was it because I was impacting people's lives for great good, and people's lives were being changed. And I went from Keene, Texas, to Houston, Texas, where I pastored, and then to San Antonio, Texas, where I pastored, and ultimately to Dayton, Ohio, where I had pastoral leadership. But the help that I was giving was in a very narrow stream. It was the stream of the Christian church. God began to speak to me and say to me, no, your sphere of influence is going to be broader than just the church. And it was at that point he began to open up to me opportunities to speak for schools, for businesses, for organizations around the country. And I was beginning to discover that I had a similar impact to people in the secular world as I did within the realm of the church. And Carl, here's the kicker. My message was no different. My message was still built on biblical principles because I believe those are the principles that helps to change lives. And so in 1986, we officially incorporated Dynamic Living, and we began to take the Dynamic Living message everywhere around the globe people would have us.
That's awesome. So were you from the beginning in your own mind an empowerment speaker versus actually being specifically a motivational speaker? Is that something that kind of evolved?
I think the term evolved. I initially did use the term motivational speaker because that seemed to be the popular term. Yeah. But as I examined the work that I did, I realized that my work was not just short-lived. It had a long-term effect. And so I adopted and embraced the term empowerment because that's what we were doing. We were empowering people to take charge of their God-given life and live it to its fullest. And so motivation is something you get, you know, I give you that motivational pep talk and rah, 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 you're ready to run through a wall and knock it down in the moment. Mm-hmm. But when the moment is over, the motivation seems to dissipate. Mm. Empowerment, on the other hand, stays with you. If it's with you today, you build on it tomorrow and the next week and the next month and the next year. And this is why, Carl, we've developed this brand new tool called 52 Weeks of Dynamic Living. It's a personal journal where we help you in your empowerment journey to become more effective, more impactful as a person, as a professional, as a husband or a wife, as a parent, or in whatever capacity you want to grow. Through the empowerment tool called 52 Weeks of Dynamic Living, we help people chart their own course and expand their journey to live dynamically.
Okay, so break this down for us. Help us see what's taking place, not so much as behavior, so much as far as the organ that we call the person. we're being empowered. So something is being impacted. What's being impacted? Is it our brains? Is it our attitudes? Is it our heart? Is it our emotions?
Well, it starts with the way a person thinks. You know, as you think, so are you.
Yeah.
And so in order to change, you have to first believe that you are a person of value. Sometimes we forget our value. And I can understand that. Life gives us so much crap and so much crud and so much junk that we begin to think of ourselves less than we should. Imagine, Carl, you had a $100 bill. And imagine you gave me that $100 bill to hold for you. And when I was holding it, I crumbled it up in my fist.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if I spit on it. And then I threw it on the ground and I grinded it in the ground with my foot. I rolled it around in the dirt. How much do you think after going through all of that $100 bill is worth?
It's still worth $100.
It's still worth $100. And the same is true for us. Even though we go through a lot in life, and some of what we go through is not good, it's not easy, some of it is painful and hurtful and harmful, but it does not diminish your value. And so one of the things dynamic living does is help an individual recognize and understand through their own thinking that they have immense value and their value has not dissipated because of what they've gone through in life. That's a great starting point to begin to live
dynamically.
That's
a great starting point. And so it doesn't matter whether someone else had their foot on us and were grinding us into the dirt, or we may have hired somebody to put their foot on us since we couldn't put our feet on ourselves and grind us into the dirt. Doesn't matter who initiated, us or someone else, our value is still the same.
Exactly. Now, let's go back again to where you took me early on. As a child, you know, I grew up in a neighborhood where most people would say, he's going to end up on drugs or in prison or dead or any number of negative things. But none of those things happened because, you know, my parents instilled in us a sense of self-worth and value and a confidence in God that propelled us beyond our neighborhood, beyond our situation, and beyond our circumstances. And so whenever we went somewhere, we dressed up, we held our head up high, we washed our face and combed our hair, and we pronounced our names like we were somebody because we believed that we were. And people began to look at us and say, who are they? And we really weren't anybody, but we carried ourselves like we were somebody. That's dynamic living.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Something that dynamic living starts on the inside.
It most certainly does. Now, there's a need to prime what we call prime the pump. If, you know, I'm 59 years young, and so I grew up in an era where there was a well, and you had to pump water from the well. And sometimes to get the water started, you'd have to pour a little water into the pump to what we call prime the pump. Most of your older listeners would recognize that. Well, part of what I do is help prime the pump to get a person thinking in a different sense, in a more positive sense. That's what dynamic living helps do. And so when we begin to help you recognize that, then you can take steps to enhance your life.
So that being the case, when we come back, can you share with us a couple more keys to dynamic living?
Sure.
All right. Our guest, yours and mine, is Brennan Francois. He's talking keys to dynamic living.